Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Annette Smith and Lindsay Kelch, and we're going to talk about swimming here in a little bit. But first of all, we're going to start with Lindsay. Good morning to you.
Hi.
Lindsay, let's talk a little bit about your grade in school and a little bit about school and your activities before we jump into swimming.
Okay. Well, I'm a 10th grader at Atlantic High School. And I used to play pretty much softball, basketball, volleyball. I swam.
But somehow now,
it's just swimming.
Just swimming. And do you have any groups or anything that you do outside of school?
Yeah, I have youth group I do with my church.
Okay, very good. Well, in terms of swimming, this has become a very important thing to you. And I understand about August through, well, November or so, it's been swimming, swimming, swimming. Talk about your relationship, first of all, to the Y and to the flying sharks. Let's start with that. I understand you work at the Y.
Yeah, I'm a lifeguard at the Y, okay. Saving little children.
Okay, that's great, because you're putting your swimming expertise to good use there as a job, and well, it's kind of fun to see those little kids, isn't it?
Yeah, seeing them just play, and you're like, I remember when I did that.
Yeah. And now, because as I understand, the Atlantic School has an agreement, a contract with Council Bluffs, you can't to Lewis Central, you can go there, and you've been doing that. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, how often you go, what you do. Talk about your relationship with the Lewis Central School and what you do.
Well, this year was my first year going, and all we did really was just drive there for that hour down to Lewis Central, and then we'd practice for 2 hours. And sometimes the practice would be easy, sometimes they'd be hard, and then we would drive home. Sometimes we'd stop for ice cream.
Got a little plus there.
Yeah.
And how often did you do that?
We went every day except Sunday.
All right, every day a trip to Council Bluffs.
Yeah.
So that says to me that you have a lot of motivation to do that every day, because as you said, sometimes it was a difficult kind of practice, not always really fun. And is there a coach or somebody there saying, okay, this is what we're going to do today?
Yeah, there was two. We had the assistant coach and then our main coach, Bruce.
Okay, telling you, okay, go,
he's,
go, go.
He's right? Like, go.
Yes.
It's on the clock. Go. Beep.
And away you went.
Yeah.
Okay. Going to talk to Mom here a little bit. Mom is Annette Smith. Hello to you, Annette.
Hello.
Now, this everyday trip, I want to kind of go back in time a little bit and talk about you. Why are you so interested in swimming and ready to, say, help to carpool over to Council Bluffs? When did all this get started in your life?
I would say when I was 10, I was on the Atlantic summer swim team, and I enjoyed it real well and thought that it was something that Lindsay and her sister should be doing. The only one is that Lindsay is the one who really took off on it and loved swimming. And so when she came over here, we checked out the high school swim team, which they don't have with Atlantic, but they do contract with Lewis Central. And so with the four other girls and three families, we were able to carpool over to Lewis Central and back.
Okay, so it's not an everyday trip for you, but pretty often.
Pretty often, two days a week.
Okay, and then plus that practice, then you have meets to go to.
Right, they had meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays. There would be a meet sometime during the week. They had them every Saturday and until state.
So that says to me, Annette, when you're ready to put that kind of time and actually money, because you're spending money on gas and effort into this, that you see this as a real benefit for Lindsay and for the others who are participating. What do you think the benefits of this are?
I think the benefits for Lindsay especially was that it made her look at how everything, you know, how other things were going on, and kind of gave her a view that, you know, she's not the fastest, and that there are other girls out there that were faster than her. It just kind of brought her back down to earth. But
a little motivation there.
A little motivation to get better and to try harder.
Okay. And so that competition is good. And you think that carries over into other parts of life? I mean, not just Lindsay, but do you see that carrying over in youth life?
Yeah, I do. It gives them good work ethics to be on a swim team. I mean, they know what they have to do and they work to do it. It just seemed to be a good thing for her to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Lindsay, let's come back to you now. You know, I don't know very much about swimming, Lindsay. I mean, I've watched in the Olympics. That's kind of my, don't know why. I never even learned to swim. I don't know anything about swimming. But I do know that when I've watched it, that there are different kind of strokes. So list those for us.
Okay, there's butterfly, which is the one Michael Phelps does. And then there's backstroke, breaststroke, and then freestyle.
And you do all of those in...
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
No, not really.
So you do all of them well?
Yeah. I'd rather do freestyle, though, because it's easier.
And what does freestyle mean? I mean, it's not one of these other strokes? Or it's any one of those?
It's a stroke.
Okay. It's
just the one that mostly everybody knows, the common one.
Okay.
Front crawl is what they also call it.
Okay. Now, you started swimming when you were about how old?
8.
So you've been in this for a little while.
Yeah.
To you, it's like over half of your life, practically, or close. So why do you like it?
Well, I don't know. It's fun and it keeps me busy. So I'm not home watching TV or on the computer all the time.
Okay. Another benefit there.
Yeah.
And do you like that competitiveness? You know, you're not just, when you go to meets, of course, you're competing.
Mm-hmm.
But do you compete with the others, at least in your head? I mean, even if there's not a contest, do you compete in your saying, I'm going to be better?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay, let's talk about it. I understand you have a really big goal in mind.
Yeah, my goal is to at least go to the Olympics in swimming. I mean, I don't care if I get a gold medal. I just want to go and say, yep, I was on TV. That was me swimming in that lane.
So that's going to be a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of work.
How about setting goals? You do the freestyle so fast for so far. Do you have goals that, like, each time you're going to get faster in that?
Yeah, that's pretty much like every swim meet, telling myself, okay, I need to go this fast. If I don't go that fast, I need to work harder at practice. That's pretty much what it is. And then you work yourself up all the way to, like, sectionals for the Y, and then you're like, okay, I got to get these times, and I know I can do it, so I can do it. So get out there and swim.
Get out there and swim. What other kinds of physical work do you do to keep you in shape? Any other kinds of things? Do you lift weights? Do you run? Anything else you do to get ready to swim?
I run the mile every other 2 weeks in class because we have to.
But you don't have a program of other kinds of things that you, at this point that you're doing?
No.
Okay. I'm thinking that may be an addition you'll have to do when you get closer to the Olympics to really keep you in shape. But swimming, of course, is the top one. We talked a little bit and we mentioned meets. What are some of the other schools or places that are involved that have teams that you compete against?
Oh, everywhere. There's so many.
Well, kind of, you know, Atlantic doesn't have, doesn't have a team, so.
But, like, Marshalltown does, and Cedar Falls. Sioux City has, they have a couple. Council Bluffs actually has, I think, there's two.
Okay.
Maybe three, St. Albert, Abraham Lincoln, and Lewis Central.
I'm sure Des Moines has a couple.
Oh, they have a lot, probably.
Well, and Red Oak? Does Red Oak have a team?
They have a Y team, but not a high school team.
Okay. So there are many opportunities for you, and it does mean some more travel. What about you're there to swim and to compete, but do you get acquainted with some of the other girls at those meets?
Yeah, sometimes you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, hey, good luck. And then we just start time. We're like, oh, how fast are you? And I'm like, this is my time, but I don't know. I think I'm slower. And that's how everybody just starts talking.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's just from summer teams, too.
So it's kind of fun, though, is to get acquainted with others from around the area, around the state.
Yeah, and your own team. And then they're like, oh, so you met a new friend. And you're like, yep.
Uh-huh.
I did.
That's, Well, that's great. That's another benefit, I think, with a lot of activities. But here, since you're doing swimming, this is certainly a benefit for you in swimming. Mom, any last words you want to say about maybe motivating others to get into swimming, or just, keep Lindsay going here?
Just that it's a fun sport, and it keeps you healthy and
physically fit. Okay, even if you don't compete, get out there and swim.
If you don't compete, get out and swim.
All right. Well, we want to thank you, Mom, who's Annette Smith, and her daughter, Lindsay Kelch. And until next time, here is a thought. Once you replace negative thoughts with positive ones, you'll start having positive results.